When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'm Kat Farmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones, and this is Been There, Done That, You've Got the Podcast.
That was very restrained for you.
Pointing a finger.
Okie dokie. Right, look, we have had such a response last week when we mentioned the films and songs that make us cry that we decided to wallow in a whole episode of tears with you.
But as one listener has said, can we stop doing sad things now? Because she doesn't want to keep crying. So we'll move on.
We'll move on very swiftly.
Once miserable January's out the way.
Oh, God, yeah. And although there's weeks left.
There's not.
Oh, aren't there?
There's only another week.
Oh, really?
I think.
Okay. Nearly out of the woods. But then, don't get the fear that it's February like that. Oh, my God, I wasted a whole month.
Why?
Well, because I do. I sort of wallow and, you know, dick around in Jan and then just go, how's it Feb? I've wasted a whole month.
Oh, sort yourself out. Sort your life out in Feb.
Yeah, yes.
It's practically summer.
Oh, see, in my head it is.
I know. Right, let's move on.
Because they're not all sad, are they, though?
Well, some of these are random as anything. So, if you were listening to last week, we talked about Kat crying, and then we talked about things that made us cry.
Yeah.
And then it took us on to books and films and songs, and we talked about stuff that made us cry. And then over the weekend, I thought of a couple more that made me cry, one of which was 1973 Seasons in the Sun. Do you remember that?
What is
we
that?
Had joy.
Yeah, do. Okay, fun. Right. I'm just going to preempt this. Maz, we don't have to sing every her face. Oh, my
oh
God.
I'm sorry. This is going to go on. Cause I'll have to. And then my mate said to me, oh, my God, you forgot a film that used to make us cry when we were young, which was Watership Down. I'm terrible with anything with animals. Bright eyes.
Oh,
I'm going to stop.
Oh,
I'm
my
stop,
God.
Sorry. Burning like fire.
Okay, so for the three of you that are left listening.
Sorry. It was so sad.
Well, when you said Watership Down, I then said, oh, Charlotte's Web. But you don't remember Charlotte's Web.
No,
that's
I can't
that's
sing
a spider in the pig.
Yeah, no, I know that. I know the story, but I don't know the... Was there a film made out of it?
Yes.
No,
do you know, I only remember this because we watched them at Brownies. Don't ask. Anyway, I know, it's so weird. But I have to say, animals...
Oh, they don't do it for you, do they?
Okay, that's
I think we need to move swiftly.
Wrong
on
every level. But
anything to do with animals, because loads of them here said a couple of dog ones. Marley and Me, which I can't see because I know it's about a dog and it's a wee piece. I can't watch it. Esther Quiet Lassie. Esther Quiet Skippy, the bush kangaroo.
What?
Skippy. No.
Oh, God.
Sorry. And then there's another one called, Hatchie, A Dog's Tale. Loads of you said that was your saddest film.
Can I make you feel better? Well, no. Can I make myself?
One listener had to take a door out of the cinema.
I haven't watched these because
Is it
don't.
Because you just can't be arsed.
Yes. Okay. But yeah. Do you know what? Yes, it is. I don't
One explained the plot, and I just thought, no, I can never ever,
really?
Ever go there.
You see, I look at the plot, I don't think it's sad, I just think it looks shit. Sorry, that's terrible, isn't it? I'm not my...
Says a lot about you, Kat.
It does, I know. Hard as nails.
Nails. Yeah, anything animally will get me over anything.
You see, Mine is kids.
Mine should be
kids,
really, but it's animals.
Mine are kids. So, you know, I said Terms of Endearment, Beaches, all that.
And Beaches, then, all of you voted for Beaches practically.
I think
someone
yeah.
says, can I bring Superman? Is that a thing? Is that a line? That's a line in Beaches. asking if she can bring the cat after her mum dies.
I think I was sobbing too much.
For giving that
I
away.
I literally think I was sobbing too much at that point. It's absolutely heart-wrenching. But I did think of another one that I did say last week, and nobody mentioned it. And what? I want everyone to watch it. The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell us if you've watched The Peanut Butter Falcon, anyone. Yeah, get that on your sobbing list.
But it's one of those ones. Do you know what, for me as well, it's anything that has sort of...
peanut butter in it.
No. Diversity. Do you know what I mean? So for example, like have you got The Blind Side? Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
I'm not sure you can say that.
What, anything with diversity in it makes you cry?
No.
No. I mean, like, you, do you know what? No, marginalised children.
Oh, I see.
Oh my God, do you know what no one said? Oh my God, what was the one with, oh my God, what was the one with the child? Oh my God, what was it?
This could go on, sorry. I don't know.
Oh, it was Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson or Luke Wilson and the little boy. Oh my God. And they didn't want him to go to school because everyone's going to make fun of him.
Why, what was wrong with him?
Well, he had a funny head.
I'm not sure. Right, I'm moving on.
It's so sad. And that is so sad. Do you remember Mask as well with Cher?
We're going to go on to the Elephant Man in a minute. Actually, that really did make me cry.
You see?
No one mentioned
this
that.
This is what I meant. It's marginalised people. That's
right,
what makes
let's bring
cry.
It back to the mainstream. Right, A Star is Born, Bradley Cooper, when he goes on stage at the awards ceremony for his girlfriend. Star is Born, watching Annie deal with her drunk husband. That was me until 2013.
Oh, God, that's awful,
isn't it? The Blind Side, Brokeback Mountain, Beaches... Brokeback Mountain,
okay.
I don't get that really.
Okay, no.
Anyway, I didn't cry over that. Beaches, tons and tons and tons of times. The movie Lion, about an Indian boy in a train. Yes. How epic the journey was for such a young child.
This is what
would
I meant.
You have cried at Lion?
I did see Lion and I did cry. It's do you know what? It's the underdog, right? That's why not diversity, not marginalised. It's a
definition
of the underdog.
It's not the dog, it's the underdog that gets it for you. Billy Elliot. Oh, I suppose Billy Elliot. Yeah, no, I get that.
Oh, my God.
Dead Poets Society. This is specific. Barber's Adagio in Platoon. The helicopter flew away as all the bombs go off. Oh, the tears. I did watch that, but it's so long ago now. I mean, classic Love Actually.
But only, as they've said, the Emma Thompson scene.
Yeah.
The rest of it's bollocks.
It's a Wonderful Life, which is one of mine and many others' all-time favourites. When the pharmacist hits him and makes his ear bleed, makes her cry every time.
Okay.
Do you remember that scene?
No, I don't, because I'm probably sobbing all the way through. Oh, do you know what, actually? I'm mostly just eating chocolate.
Okay. Yeah.
It's Christmas.
Let's be honest. Yeah, because you only ever watch it at Christmas, don't you?
Totally.
Yeah, it comes on at Christmas. And this was what I said last week up. I'm an absolute blubbering wreck when Mr. Fredrickson's wife dies at the start. Loads of people said up.
I think I don't think I've got a heart of stone.
But you said, no, I suppose, yeah, you have, yeah.
Oh,
I was going to say it was about children, but it wasn't. It was about an old couple.
I couldn't watch something that people have mentioned, A Man Called Otto.
No,
oh my God, that's Tom Hanks, that's a new one.
Is it?
I watched it in the summer and I got halfway through and had to turn it off. And I was, because I was ugly. Ugly sobbing.
What's it about?
Ugly sobbing. It's about a really, 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 really grumpy old man who is grumpy because basically he's on his own. His wife has died. It's horrific.
Oh,
it's great. But there is apparently, everyone said to me, a happy in inverted commas ending. It's not happy. He dies. But anyway.
Oh, you've just given it away.
Well, apparently everyone knows that.
I think you meant to say spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. He dies. Sorry.
And with the old film's Brief Encounter, have you ever seen it?
On the train.
Seen Brief Encounter,
yeah. Yeah, I have. It did make me cry.
Laughed and laughed and everybody thought we're absolutely dotty. I don't know why I remember that line.
And it was, do you
totally broke me, said. Bridges of Madison County.
No,
I've read it, but I've not watched it, bizarrely.
No, again, didn't make
Ghost.
Me cry. I think it probably did back in the day,
yeah,
but now, not
would
really.
It? I was just thinking of the Potter's Wheel and the spoofs done of it. The Bodyguard.
No. Oh my Lord, this one here, Me Before You.
I've not
seen
it.
Oh my God, wept and wept and wept and wept. Emilia Clarke and I can't remember who it is. I want to say Jamie Dornan, but it's not. Wept and wept and wept. Yes, I did do that one.
Someone says, literally anything makes me cry, even Neighbours.
That's Amanda. That's our friend Amanda.
Is it?
Oh my God, she cries at everything. She's an absolute softie.
God, yeah. Neighbours makes you cry for the wrong reasons, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. P.S. I Love You. I've not seen that.
I've not seen that either. Legend of the Fall. What? The main character's doomed with the pain of the loss of loved ones. Well, no. That sounds cheery, doesn't it?
Loads and loads of people said this. Steel Magnolias.
Yeah, I've not seen it.
I have. I don't really remember crying.
It's one with Shirley MacLaine or something like that.
Yeah, Julia Roberts. It's got like five women in it. It wasn't my favourite. I have a heart of stone. I'm so embarrassed now.
Field of Dreams. Trust your gut feeling. Things will turn out okay.
Is Madonna in that?
I love Field
of Dreams. It's Kevin Costner, isn't it?
Kevin Costner.
No, she's in. Oh, no, she's in A League of Their Own. No. Oh, no, that's. Oh, I'm so confused.
She's in League of Gentlemen.
No, she's not. Or in A League of Their Own, but. What, she's in a baseball film?
No, she is in a baseball film.
Is it
film.
She?
I
not don't that. Think it's not that Field of Dreams. One. No, it's not.
This one's brilliant. Random. The End of Polar Express with the Bell.
No, can I just say I hate that film more than anything? I'm being really jolly today, aren't I?
You don't like anything.
I don't like any of these.
When Dr. Green dies in ER, that's not strictly speaking a film.
I think I probably did cry in that.
This is going to make you laugh. The theme from Love Story, I teared up when Maz hummed it.
Why, that person needs help. I'm so sorry. Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, dear God, stop it. That's just sort of spooky and a bit weird.
So that was Ryan O'Neill.
Barbara Streisand.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, Ali McGraw. McGraw.
They were both very beautiful young things the 70s.
What's the one I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of Robert Redford and Barbara Streisand.
What? Oh, God, what was that in?
Oh,
what film was that? Memories
like the corners of my mind. Misty water. Oh, I don't know what that was.
That's the way we were.
Oh, yeah, that's the way we were. There we go. The clues in the title. There we go.
Okay. Well, we agree with some of them and we don't agree. No, but there were some randos, weren't there?
These are brilliant. I love these. Eurovision.
I thought you meant Eurovision Song Contest. No. I mean, that does make you cry sometimes. It's so bloody awful.
Anyway, moving on. Some of us like it, Marianne. Shush. Eurovision. No, the film with Will Ferrell. It's absolutely brilliant.
I don't know. Is it sad?
Well, no, it's a comedy. But because it's like a happy ending. And it's a dad and a son. You know, well, I say a son. Well, he is a son. He's like an adult. I understand why you cry. But there are teary-er film films out there. Along with Tangled.
Never heard of it.
What? But you like Disney. It's the story of Rapunzel.
I know, but I had two lads and they wouldn't want to see Tangled.
Fair enough.
Sorry for being sexist, they probably wouldn't want to see Tangled.
You want to wash your mouth out.
A lot of Monsters, Inc. went on in our house, which I think somebody said.
Yep, said Monsters, Inc. There were lots of Toy Story.
Loads of Toy Story.
Loads of Toy Story. You said that as well.
Really makes me cry. And then what's that other one? Oh, no, we said Monsters, Inc.
E.T. came up.
Yeah, I get that. That's a classic weeping.
I'll tell you one that absolutely made me sob, going back to children. It was called, as she says it, she can't remember it. Okay, fine, I'm going to do...
Film. Three words. First word.
Don't give us a clue. No, I can't remember.
Okay, let's move on then.
I'm going to have to say to it, but yeah.
Right, songs. Songs, ooh, which are, you know, they get you right away, don't they?
Yeah.
Back to Black. By Amy Winehouse.
That's interesting.
This listener's...
Oh, my God!
Cat's window's just been blown open by a gale. Can you close it?
I shut it. It was shut.
Oh, we said Back to Black. It was like the ghost of Amy Winehouse.
Oh, my God! Well... That was interesting. I'm quite concerned about doing any of these songs now by anybody else who might have passed away in case their ghosts come back and haunt us.
Right, moving on from Amy Winehouse.
Stop it. Oh my gosh. And we're now freezing because the window won't shut properly. Anyway, this is not a problem.
So Dolly Parton's song about the ugly homemade coat she got bullied for, Waterworks. I meant to look up what that song was.
Oh.
What was it? And also Les Morts Dansants by British rock group Magnum gets me every time. Do you know what that is?
We haven't got my phone. I'm going to look these up. We're probably not allowed to play them, though.
No, we probably won't. We'll get banned.
Yeah, there's probably some sort of...
Bridge Over Troubled Water. Simon and Garfunkel. Love that one. It was my dad's favourite. Time to Say Goodbye by Andre Bocelli. It's not Botticelli, is it?
Botticelli. God. Oh my God. Oh my God. The pair
is it Andre or Andrea? Is it Andre Bocelli?
Oh, I don't know. You're confusing me. I don't know. I honestly think we both literally have left a lot of brain cells.
Give up.
Oh, dear God.
Name that tune.
Oh, God. It's Kate Bush. Well,
oh, you see? You knew?
What? Not because of your singing? No.
Kate Bush and who else?
Peter Gabriel.
Correct. Thank you.
If you leave me now. Interesting, Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we could do. Come on, I don't know these. Come on, let's guess that tune.
This is a sad story though. Connected to this one. If you leave me now by Chicago, which takes me right back to my childhood.
Yeah.
My parents split and I had to move away from my friends. That's awful, isn't it? Moving on. On your wedding day, Jim Finnegan.
What?
I thought Sinead O'Connor did a version of that.
I've never heard of that.
On your wedding day, it's very, very good.
Not the way you sing it. Oh, that's Sinead O'Connor. Okay, yeah. Do you know what? Actually, it doesn't make me sad when I hear it, but when I watch the video,
yeah.
Oh, I've heard.
Oh God, with the face.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she's the perfect face,
all in one take.
Yeah,
just her crying.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. This woman's work, Kate Bush. It was my mum's funeral song.
Oh,
that's
my
lovely.
God.
Follow You, Follow Me, Phil Collins. My divorce song, can't listen to it now, too sad.
What? So it's Hang On?
Follow You if you follow me.
I know, but it was her divorce song.
So why is it too sad song.
Now? Okay.
She doesn't want to listen to it now.
Okay, all
right. Right, A Thousand Years by Christina Perry.
Ugh.
I don't know about
that. Okay, I can't listen to that because that was the song that one of my best friends, who died, that was the song that they brought his coffin into.
Oh my God. Well, this lady's thinking of the love I have for my husband who has Parkinson's.
Oh, God.
When We Were Young by Adele, Memories of Teenage Life. Slipping Through My Fingers by ABBA, I Miss My Daughter Being Little.
Oh.
I don't know that one. Slipping Through.
I do, but I can't sing it. You don't
Slipping
want to sing.
Through My Fingers.
Is that one? No, that's
Slipping
Wet, Wet,
Wet. My toes. Is it that one?
No, my God.
Slipping Through. Is it not that one?
Oh my God. Someone sent help.
Sorry. Christopher Cross, Sailing. No Idea Why. What? Not Rod Stewart.
Oh my God. This is such a bad idea. I'm so sorry.
That can't be the same Sailing, can it?
I don't know.
Makes me cry.
I don't care anymore.
Rainy Night in Soho. Rainy Night in Soho.
George.
This is turning into all sorts of wrong.
Oh my God.
Such a rainy night. Snow Patrol, Chasing Cars. Oh, love that one. Love that one.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, it makes me really cry. Just carry on. I'm not getting involved in this, actually.
Go on, tell me.
No,
carry on. You can't remember it, can you? That's why. I know you. No, I just, move on. It's because you can't remember it. Okay. Sade, King of Sorrow. Oh, bloody love Sade, don't you?
No!
You don't love her?
I don't. Some things.
That one.
I do. Do you know what? I can appreciate it more as I'm older.
I don't know this one. Strong by London Grammar.
Oh, do you know what? I don't like anything by London Grammar.
I don't know.
I'm
going
to be awful today.
London Grammar.
No, I thought it was going to be Strong by Kelly Clarkson. Stronger.
Oh.
Okay. No, London Grammar. They're quite, she's got a very, I was going to say soulful. It's quite a whiny voice. Oh, I'm not saying anything negative. Oh, go on, say something else.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
That doesn't make me cry. The original.
If I sing it, it will.
It totally will. Don't sing it. Move on.
Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh.
Which one's that?
It's sung by a woman. I'm so worried about my window. And the landslide. Doo-doo-doo.
Is it on Rumours? Is it on that album? I don't know.
You will do.
If it's sung properly. Being Boring.
Are you actually taking the piss?
Being Boring by the Pet Shop Boys.
I don't know that one. Why would that make you? I don't know. Have to
Tracks of My Tears, Smokey Robinson. My First True Love, I Broke His Heart and Mine. but we stayed friends. Isn't that gorgeous?
So nice. Please don't sing it.
All right. Can I sing the next one? The last one. Can I sing the last one?
Oh, please, God, let it be the last one.
Because this is hilarious. So our listener, she weeps. She says, honestly, I weep.
I'm so sorry.
Puff the magic dragon lives by the sea. Cat, you're crying. And the land called Falali.
We can't laugh at
that. I can't laugh. This was meant to be dead deep. You messed it up.
You ruined it. You
ruined it. I was just adding some harmony. And then you
harm.
Flew open.
What you've done, you've harmed.
I'm sorry, it all went wrong, Amy Winehouse onwards.
The only thing you've added to this is just disrespect, ruining people's songs that make them cry, making me laugh.
Your window's broken. I don't know what happened. No, it really freaked me out. Oh. Okay, folks, dry your eyes now. I know you're all crying because it's a wrap.
What's your sad songs?
I said it at the beginning.
I need a tissue. I'm crying laughing. That's awful. This wasn't the intention.
I know. It's a Seasons in the Sun the 70s. Okay, well, that rubbish. Used to make me cry all the time.
I've got to give you mine so that you can ruin them so that I won't ever cry
again. Yeah, but the first line is goodbye, Michelle. It's hard to die. How can you not cry at that opening line?
Because he sings it
when all the birds are singing in the sky.
It's hard to die. He sings when all the Jolly
birds
Woe.
Are singing in the sky.
That makes you cry.
Yeah, it's so sad. It's about dying.
Well, there's lots of songs about dying, but they're not, you know. Anyway.
Okay. I hope we haven't made your Monday too miserable with our massive cry-a-thon.
I really hope you haven't. Maz hasn't offended you with her
I probably
annihilation of your best of songs.
And your feelings.
Well, yes.
If I've hurt anyone's feelings, I'm really sorry.
Oh my God, this is like one of those awful things in assembly at school where something really sad happens and then
it's a nervous reaction.
I can't stop it, honestly.
Some people laugh when they're at a funeral, but it's because it's a nervous reaction. Yeah,
I'm anyway. That person. If someone falls over, I laugh, like really laugh.
What,
like,
even properly. When it's what, like on telly or in real life? Both.
Okay, the answer is supposed to be on telly, but no, it's in real life.
Okay, we'll bring you a cheerier one next week, we promise. But then this was...
Well, can I just thank you, though? Because I've honestly laughed till I cried. It wasn't intentional. I'm really, really sorry.
I mean, it went all kinds of wrong, that.
It's the window.
It's meant to be sad and kind of meaningful, that was.
Do you know what I'm just really grateful for? That you only think you're a singer and not a thespian. Otherwise, I'd have watched you having to act out.
No, I think I'm a thespian
as God.
Well.
Well,
it's hard to act on a podcast. I need a camera, darling.
Oh, dear God. Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay.
Have a great week, everyone. Dry your tears. See you Thursday.
I don't know what to say about this. Can I just say, this was nothing to do with me. I'm just...
Crying.
Oh, dear God. Oh, my God. Make it stop. Make it go away.
Ooh,
oh, my God.
Bye.
That's not sad, though. Oh, actually, it is.
It was.